Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Kuf Tes. The Gemara has a long discussion with many different halachas about the Isser of Refuah on Shabbos. It's actually a fascinating chakira about who the Isser is on. Is the Isser on the Merape, the one who's doing the Maisa of healing, or perhaps the one who's getting healed? The one who's getting healed, he's the one who Chazal made a gzera that he can't do Refuah on Shabbos because there's a concern that he may come to be Sheikhik Samimanim, which is the Isser of Tchina, which many Rishayim, Rashi included, say that the whole concern of doing any type of Refuah on Shabbos is that he may come to grind up Samimanim and be over the Isser of Tchina. But again, who is the Isser on? Is it on the Merape or on the Misrape? And this Shaila is discussed, amongst others, by the Egle Tal in Hilchas Teichin, in Simen Lamed Ches. And there are a couple of basic nafkaminas, whether the Isser is on the Merape or the Misrape. One nafkamina is, if you say that the Isser is on the Merape, so somebody decides he wants to go be Merape Achela on Shabbos. So the person can be laying in his bed, and he's not mechiv to make a macha because he's doing an Avera. Maybe he has to be Moicha and say, Rabbi Yid, stop doing a Maisa Ripoy because you're being over an Avera. But mitzad, the fact that he's doing an Avera, the Misrape, he has no reason to stop him. But according to the tzad, that the Misrape himself is the one who's over the Isser. So if somebody decides he wants to be Merape, the Misrape has to stop because he himself is doing a Maisa Avera. Not just because he's making a Macha that someone else is doing an Avera. He himself is doing an Avera. Another Nafkamina, where a Maisa Refu was done to him that he still could get rid of. It's still possible to undo the healing. For example, he had a bandage put on you or some kind of cast. So if the Isser is on the Misrape, he's Mechayev to remove the Maisa Refuah, because every second that their Maisa Refuah is continuously being done, he's over an Isser. But if the Isser is only on the Merape, once he did his Maisa, there's no more Maisa Isser being done. And therefore, the person, by allowing the bandage to still be there, is not going to be over any Isser. In the Sefer Archa Shabbos in Perek Chaf, where he discusses the Isser and the Malacha of Refuah on Shabbos, so he brings from the Shulchan Aruch, which is in Simen Shin Chav Ches, Sif Hei, that there's a heter, it's permitted to tell a guy to put a bandage on a makkah on Shabbos. And he quotes the Magen Avram, who says over there, that it's talking about a miktsas chayli. And he explains, what that means is, that since it's a miktsas chayli, they will matter a shvus to shvus, meaning, Amir Lenachri is a shvus, and putting on this bandage is a shvus, they will matter a shvus to shvus, b'makim chayli. So the Archa Shabbos says, this seems to indicate that the Isser is only on the Mirape. Because if the Isser is on the Misrape, why does it help that there's a heter for you to tell the guy to put on this bandage, and you have the heter of Shvus to Shvus? The Misrape himself has an Isser. So, Ein Chaname, you got around the Amir Lenachri aspect of it, but you yourself have an Isser to allow the Refuah to be done to you. So this seems to be a Raya that the Isser is only on the Mirape, and not the Misrape. And in the brackets he says, there's another discussion about doing a refuah for a katan. And the Mechaber Paskin Simen Shin Chav Ches, Sif Mem Beis, that there's an Isser to press the stomach of a tinoik to help him excrete what's in his stomach, because that's a Maiser refuah. And there's a gzera, you may come to give him Samim HaMashal Shalim, which is a medicine that will help him make diarrhea and clear up the stomach ailments. Says the Archa Shabbos, that if the Isser is on the Misrape, why are we saying that there's an Isser for anybody, an adult, to help this child, to help this tinoik with a Maisa Refuah? What are we concerned about? The whole Isser is the Misrape, the Misrape is a Katan. Must be that the Isser is the Merape. But he says that you could say that even if normally the Isser is on the Misrape, the one who's getting healed, let's think about it. The reason why Chazal will gozer the Refuah, the Isser Refuah, is because he may come to grind up some amanim. So that's all true by an adult. We have an adult patient. We're concerned that he's going to make sure that he'll do anything to get better. So Chazal said, there's an Isser on the Misrape, on the patient, to have any refuah done to him, because he may come to grind up Samamanim and be over the Isser of Teichin. However, when we're dealing with a tinoik, so there, the one who's responsible, the one who's going to make sure that this child gets better, is going to be the adult who's taking care of him. So there, even if normally we'll say that the Misrape is the one who has the Isser, but we're the person, the responsible party in this refuah is the adult, there we'll say he has the Isser. And we're concerned that he's the one who's going to go and be sheichik samamanim in order to make sure that the child gets better. So again, even if normally you'll say that the issur is a misrape, in a situation where the misrape can't take care of himself by a katan, he discussed the behemoth there also, there will say the issur is on the mirape. Have a wonderful day.